This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, Bluetooth tracking for your pets and let others see how you feel about dogs. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that? It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here, your host on Best Buds for Pets and Catitude. Ben and Jerry's has frozen treats for dogs. I know Nikki is going to love this. He loves a frozen treat. They have two different flavors. One is Punch's Mix, which is peanut butter and pretzel, and the other one is Rosie's Batch, which is pumpkin and mini cookies. You know, I kind of like both of those flavors too, but my absolute favorite is fish food. Anything Ben and Jerry's is always fabulous because the quality is so good and their mixes are so delicious. Be sure to check out more about these frozen dog desserts, as well as pictures of all the caniners at the Ben and Jerry's Vermont office at benjerry.com. That's BenJerry.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, with our pet tip of the week. Hey, Monica, I've been hearing some things about air tags on pets, that pet parents are putting air tags on their pets. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So when Apple came out with the air tags, people realized that for $30, you have this little coin-sized device that you can GPS your lost items. And they have those Bluetooth and GPS trackers for pets, the collars, and they're expensive. They're like $200, and then you have to pay for service fees and stuff like that. And, of course, pet owners out there going, wow, this is kind of cool. Let me try this on my pet instead of the $200 GPS collars. So there's some plus and minuses. So I kind of wanted to give out the information for people who have kind of read about it but don't really know how it works or what it entails. So again, Apple came out with these AirTags. AirTags are little tracking devices that are tracked via Bluetooth with ultra wideband. So it's a UWB technology. And this technology is like a patent technology that Apple owns. And the AirTags run about $30. They're the size of like a little coin. It's just a little circular tag. And you can go anywhere at this point and find them that sells technology items. So Amazon has these really cool little collar attachments that you can get for your pets. Other places do as well. But a lot of people don't really know how the technology works and the plus or minuses for using them on your pets. So Apple works a little different than the regular GPS trackers. So the GPS trackers run on satellite systems and they can be found all over. The AirTag tracker is worked via U-tooth and then that ultra-wideband technology. So the difference is Bluetooth range is typically about 30 to 100 feet. The ultra-wideband technology, that's what's used to like pinpoint the location. So it's kind of like a souped-up Bluetooth. And how the AirTag differs from the GPS tracker is that the further you are away, you can have a hard time finding that AirTag. So even if you're not within that 30 to 100 feet radius, if somebody else is in the Apple network, then it will pick up on that and you will get that kind of compass type ping in your AirTag tracker that will show you which direction to go in.
That's like wild.
Yeah. So if the $200 is out of your range and you have a pet that you want to track on, I think kind of the stance on that is it's better than nothing. It may not be 100%, but if they are within your proximity, then you're going to get a good reading. And if they are out of the network, you still have an opportunity to find it. Apple's political stance on that is that they do not have it labeled or supported for pet tracking simply because pets can get out of that range, but it doesn't mean it does not work. And people have kind of found that out, and now they have all the great products out there like the AirTag Loop. You can get them on Amazon a lot cheaper, and they actually have ones that will hold the AirTag and they slide on just like you seen kind of like the ID, like the metal ID plates that you can attach to your collar that have the loops that the collar pulls through. They have those.
If that's the way it goes on, it's not a hang tag. It actually slides right onto the collar. That's pretty secure on there.
Yes. And you can get a hang tag for them. Like they have a lot of different options. Yeah. I personally like the one that attaches to the collar itself and doesn't dangle.
That's more secure, though. I think. Yeah.
But they have them all over. And if it is a concern, it's just an extra added protection. For the cost, it's $30. You know what I mean? You can't beat that. Maybe worth adding into to our pets' jewelry.
As well as their tags. Everywhere they go, they clang. But I like the thing that if it goes on the collar itself, slides on, one less thing to clang.
Yes. I mean, there's definitely some pros and cons, but I mean, I think there's definitely some good pros to it.
I look upon it as an enhancement tool so that, as you said, it's probably to have the efficiency or maybe the depth of or length of finding what the, like you would with a GPS, but it certainly would enhance your looking for your pet if it's, well, it goes 30 to 100 feet. So, and if you could do the ping on the phone, like you're searching for the phone, it's sort of interesting, actually.
Yeah. And the one thing, too, that's another big pro about the AirTag is that the battery life is longer. So, a lot of like the GPS collars, I know in some of them that I've looked up, they have these like lost pet modes. And you can put it in lost pet mode and it will kind of, it's kind of like on your battery when you go into like low power mode and it kind of tries to sustain that battery life. But generally I've only seen that last about 3 days as an average in, those GPS collars, but an AirTag, they've shown that to go at least a month in battery life.
Because I think these things are, can be put on like luggage and purses and all kinds of things that to use as like a short distance tracking. And yeah, it could be to answer to a lot of people's issues, especially with pets who may, if you're out with them, you may let them off leash and they may run, who knows, they could go, it may just be in the neighbor's yard, but you don't know where they are. So this way you'd be able to track it much easier. Monica, as always, you brought us a great tip. Very interesting, very interesting. And is there a way for people to go to find out about this, where they could go to look?
Well, I mean, because Apple does not technically support the use for tracking pets, there isn't like a cited source that you can go, but AirTags are pretty much on in most stores by now. Targets, Walmarts, Amazon, and just the basic information on the AirTag you can check out on Apple because it's an Apple product. Yeah. But they won't have, I mean, the New York Times just came out with an article that I had saw about this too. Can AirTags find my lost pet? So I know people are talking about it, and if they just Google it, they can probably find different articles. But the articles are truly just opinion-based and experience-based because it is not a truly supported feature from Apple.
Well, I say, like, you could use it as an enhancement tool. It may not have the actual end result of if you actually purchase the GPS, which I know a lot of people are doing. So, but this is, I think it's a great, this is a great, as I said, support, like a support thing for if you're going out with your pets. So,
absolutely. It's just, you know, like you said, an added measure, yeah. But it's a cost effective
yes.
one.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. And I'm sure that there's going to be people hopping on right now, Googling it because it's so on trend and so current and so great, especially for all us pet parents out there. So, Monica, as always, you brought us a great tip. I thank you very much. And you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Maria Miss Olive here to announce the release of the second book in the Doggy Diva Diaries series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends, a story about Miss Olive's encounters with bullying at a dog park and how she learns a life lesson. Please check out the original award-winning book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, which is a story about adoption and rescue. Both books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and please visit thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, you know how you feel about dogs. Let others see it. Stay with us.
For those fortunate to have experienced the deep bond and unconditional love of a companion animal, the death that follows can be one of the most difficult and misunderstood losses to go through. Many times, this devastating loss goes unrecognized and trivialized by family and friends, leaving grieving pet parents struggling to find healthy ways to cope with the loss. In And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal for healing the loss of a pet, Dr. Julianne Corbin calls attention to the difficulties unique to the loss of a beloved pet and provides an interactive and compassionate guide to help you process your loss and work towards coming to a place of peace and healing. For those interested in journal therapy and looking for a professionally written and compassionate resource to help understand and reconcile the grief associated with the loss of your pet, this book is for you. And I Love You Still, a thoughtful guide and remembrance journal by Julianne Corbin, is now available for purchase on Amazon and other major book retailers.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Today, we welcome Gila Kurtz from Dog is Good. Gila is the number one international best-selling author and award-winning entrepreneur who founded her deepest passion for working with dogs and their people. She co-founded the award-winning lifestyle brand for dog lovers, Dog is Good, and is currently leading the DIG Direct Division to direct a community business concept that is changing lives one dog at a time. Welcome, Gila, to the Doggy Diva Show.
Thank you, Susan. I'm excited to connect with you this morning.
Oh, so happy to have you here. And you know, you're recognized as a best-selling author, you're an award-winning entrepreneur, you've been in the business for a long time, you've been featured in Forbes magazine. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you so much, again, for that kind introduction. One of the things that I always start with when I'm asked that kind of question is I want to illustrate it with my answer with one of my favorite messages in the Dog is Good line. And that is, never walk alone. It's not where you walk. It's who walks with you. And so all the amazing things that our brand has been known for and has grown to is a result of the team and the people and the community that are aligned with our message and our mission. And so I think that's, you know, one of the core reasons why it is where it is. But as a brand, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, we started our company a little over a decade ago with the focus of wanting to highlight the dog-human bond and really go and support the human at the other end of the leash. So everything that we have done up until now has been exclusively for the dog lover themselves. And when people ask me what I sell or what we create, I ask them to close their eyes for just a moment and imagine they've been on a trip or they've been at work all day and they're coming home and they turn the knob on the door and they walk inside, and I want them to go right to that spot where those four paws or eight or however many you might have in your household come a running around the corner, and the natural just joy and energy that gets put forth from our dogs when we come back into that house. I call that our first 2 minutes home, and it's the feeling that you get in that moment that is exactly what we sell. The products and the messages just are the tangibles that deliver that.
Well, you know, your personal mission, it's like to change the lives of one dog at a time. And I personally love your products. And I feel that the messages that they send are so positive. Can you just tell the listeners a little bit about some of the merchandise? And because it goes beyond just t-shirts. I mean, it's an entire lifestyle. Can you just tell them a little bit about what a dog is good and the merchandise and the message that it sends?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when we started the company, we did so from this very basic thought, and I think it's something that everybody relates to, every dog lover relates to. A dog can change the way you see the world. And we all experience this from the time we get our very first dog to the times that we have to say goodbye to them, and the new ones that we get to add into our lives are just the ones that we get to see when we're walking around the neighborhood or in a community somewhere. They just impact us. And there was a time where I asked myself, why is this impact so strong? Why are we so drawn? And why do we shift and change the way we feel the moment that we're interacting with them? And I came up with a hypothesis that, you know, time, when technology is so pervasive, when we are connected 24/7, 365, we as people are probably more disconnected than ever before. And in light of the past 18 months and moments of uncertainty, we naturally gravitate to the animals in our lives for comfort, whether we realize it or not, and that they become a source of this tremendous joy. And so the product line that we created involves there's apparel, there's gifts, there's home decor, there's accessory products, and they're products that quite honestly no one needs. And I often ask myself this as well, why do so many people want something that they don't need? And it comes down to this, when you encounter the Dog is Good brand, you're going to see messages like, I cannot live without my dog. A dog can change the way you see the world. Dog is love. Dog is patient. Dog is kind. Like all these different things. Never walk alone. It's not where you walk. It's who walks with you. The where I go, dog follows. Where I stop, dog settles. You know, there's all these messages that when people see them, from poignant to humorous, they say, ah, oh, that's me. That's me. That's how I live my life. This is who I am as a person and who I am as a dog lover. And so that is why they gravitate towards these things. And as I said at the beginning, we've always done things for people from, again, a whole plethora of products. Plus, we have a number of licensees that use our designs on products as well. So you can see things in all different distribution channels with our designs because they land on the person. But this year, we also started producing, and we are launching our first product next week. We're going to focus on some pet health and nutrition products too, to enhance the overall health, well-being, and ideally extend the lifespan of our dogs so that we can enjoy them additionally as well. But that's the essence of our brand and some of the products that we produce and why we do so.
Well, I have to tell you that when I see him, even if I see him on other people, it always brings a smile to your face. And I think in these times we're all looking for for smiles and joy in our lives, and your products and everything that you do. When you walk the walk and talk the talk, it helps to change people in such a positive way. And speaking of that, being all about being that yourself and dog is good is all about that powerful human-animal bond. You have the Dog is Good for Good Foundation. Can you just tell the listeners about that? It's such an amazing foundation.
Yes, and Susan, I want to mention it because you've said it a couple times, and I really want to have people hear it again one more time. You know, our mission initially when we first started the company was to just remind people how great it feels when living life with a dog. So that joy, that feeling, that energetic state that we get put into makes a big difference. And it's evolved as people evolve and as companies evolve and as times evolve. We've evolved it further to changing lives one dog at a time. For that very reason, that through the connection with our brand, people do smile. People do feel better. They connect more with their dogs, and they are the people that we attract in our communities are such go-givers. They seek to leave a legacy, to leave their mark, if you will, in the works that they get to do with animals, whether it's rescue, whether it's in support of organizations that help other people through dogs. It's really, to me, a circle of life. And so it's with such great honor that we've been able to launch the Dog is Good for Good Foundation just this spring, you know, the 501c3 being awarded. And I have to share and highlight, you know, again, this is really what warms my heart so much, because we have a person, one person in our community who took it upon herself, who knew through conversations with me, with our team, just how much we wanted to be able to give and extend our corporate giving footprint in a much bigger way. And because she was so connected and identified so deeply with our values, took it upon herself to actually put this foundation together. So I always want to say that, because we don't do things by ourselves. It does. But yet when you are so convicted in your mission, people want to be a part of that, right? And so the Dog is Good for Good Foundation focuses on this one component of people helping dogs, who then in turn help people, this full circle of life. And our focus with this mission is twofold. Number one, to create awareness for and raise funds for the hyper-local organizations that support, whether it's veterans with PTSD, children in crisis, the elderly, rehabilitative needs. And even today, just with the general crisis and chaos that we've been experiencing the past 18 months, there's just so many ways where we can contribute in those causes. But the other thing that I'm incredibly excited about is a project that is going to be a big component of the Dog is Good for Good Foundation. And we're calling it the Bolo Project. Now, Bolo happens to be our very cute, iconic logo dog with a little halo. Mm-hmm. It actually stands for Be on the Lookout for All Things Good. And my dog, our yellow lab here, we also named Bolo after our logo namesake. But the Bolo Project itself is going to be designed for high school students. It is going to give them an opportunity. Our goal is to create inspired future leaders and go-givers. And so it will involve opportunity for these kids to not only learn mindset education, financial and wealth education, but to actually start a project in which they gain skills as leaders, project managers. And the go-giver piece is that this project that they will create will be in support of a local animal welfare organization that they identify. And kind of, you know, looking at it as almost the apprentice, quote unquote, style-esque opportunity for them to create this project. And so we will be seeking corporate sponsorships to help support that program for those who may not be able to afford it. But we're incredibly excited. And the element is really to have this full circle approach of people engaging, where we are helping dogs, and those dogs then in turn go on to change the lives of people. And so very excited about it. So thank you for asking.
Oh, no, I think that these are so important. And I think that when people think of dog as good, they do think of like the T-shirt. They don't realize that there's so much that you, your organization is doing in the community and that you're doing to impact people's lives. And I go back to you that your personal message is to change lives one dog at a time. I think that people who are animal people like totally get that and really appreciate that. And I think that that is what people think of when they think of your products and what all of the things that you're doing in the community.
Well, thank you for that. And I appreciate you saying that because it's true. Sometimes you see a company, any company, whether it's Dog or Good or another organization, and you see that surface, that first entry level. It's like walking into a beautiful foyer of a home, right? And then as you start to go deeper, you begin to see what the company is really about. And then as you unpack it even further, you begin to see the people who align with it and the values that they hold dear, and that they're all grounded towards a common goal and a common impact. And that's really the legacy that mm-hmm. I want for this company, is around that.
Gila, where can the listeners go to learn more about Dog is Good and all of the great things that you're doing in the community and the foundation? Where can the listeners go to learn more about this?
Thank you. For anything as it relates to the product, you can certainly go to dogisgood.com. And for anything that relates to the nonprofits, you can go to dogisgoodforgood, spelled out, FOR.org. And I also wanted to share, if I may, just a couple other initiatives that we have going on that may be of interest to some of your listeners, if that would be okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll be brief on them. One of the, in alignment with changing lives one dog at a time, one of the things that has turned into a program in Dog is Good that started organically because people were reaching out to us and asking for it, has been this phenomenal, fun program that we call the Dog is Good pop-up shop opportunity. And again, this is how we started our company, was just taking our products and setting up locally at events or as a trunk show in existing retail stores and just, you know, connecting with people and other dog lovers. Organically, people started reaching out to us when they would see us and wanted to do the same thing. And so we now do have a formal program around it. And it's probably been the most fun thing that we've been doing because it's giving people an opportunity to turn their passion into a fun, easy, and yet profitable business while connecting in community with other very positive, action-oriented, like-minded dog lovers who also want to contribute to the greater good. So if people want to learn about the pop-up shop opportunity, or if you know someone that might be interested in a part-time or business, side hustle, whatever, we are having so much fun with that. And that is also on the dogisgood.com homepage. You can click through and learn a little bit more about that. And then the last thing I just wanted to share, again, in alignment with our desire to change lives one dog at a time, I had written a book, The Fur-Covered Wisdom, A Dog Can Change the Way You See the mm-hmm. World. And through that, organically came out of it a group of amazing women that wanted to really take that a little bit more seriously. And so I created a group called Alpha Reimagined. And Alpha is an acronym, stands for acknowledge and become aware of that where you are is not where you wish to be. L is letting go of the things that are keeping you stuck. P is pursuing on purpose. H are the habits that need to be in place to take you to the next level. And A is how to accelerate the process in all areas of your life. And so this is a group of membership for women, dog moms, who are seeking a dog-centric approach to personal growth and transformation. And we have a lot of fun, a great sisterhood of dog moms in that group too. And that it's such an honor and super fun for me to lead and help mentor these amazing people.
Well, and the things that you're offering, things that you're talking about, in these times, people are looking to connect in so many different ways. And there's so many, especially with the pandemic, we talk about the pandemic pups. I mean, animals and dogs have come into our lives that have changed our lives and impacted our lives and sort of helped keep us sane during this kind of insane time. And I think that what you're doing is helping to expand and enhance that connection that people are looking for, especially women and their dogs. This is like really, really, really important. So I think it's with all of the things that you're doing, it's so important to business. It's so important to the community. It's so important to enhance the way that we live our lives. I have to thank you so much. And I also want to ask before we go, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I really appreciate the time to just make people aware of all the different things that we do behind the scenes. Again, I'm grateful for the chance to connect with you, Susan, and just talk about something that I feel very passionate about.
Well, and it's a pleasure to have you. It's, as I said, I've worn your clothes. I have your book. It's something that I feel like I know you. And now that we're talking, it's like really an honor because you do. You walk the walk, you talk the talk. So I want to thank you so much for being our guest today and for sharing Dog is Good and also the amazing work that you're doing in the community and the Dog is Good for Good Foundation and all of the other things that you're doing for the animal, the dog community. It's really great. And I also want to thank you for your many years of work, respecting, encouraging, and honoring the importance of the dog-human bond. I think that with all that you've done, that bond, and I think that my listeners out there, I've been on for 18 years. I do believe that when they come here, they come because they love their dogs. And what you do, you've expanded on this bond and made something from it. And I think people connect to it. So I thank you for that. And we really truly believe in Dog is Good. In the feature article that Miss Olive, my dog, writes for a pet magazine, Suncoast Pet Magazine, we have chosen Dog is Good as one of Miss Olive's favorite things for the September-October issue. So I hope that it's something that's available online. I hope that you all get to read about it. And I want to thank you. And to learn more about Dog is Good, visit dogisgood.com. And for Dog is Good for Good, the foundation, dogisgoodforgood.org. And you can find out about all the amazing things that Gila's doing out there for dog lovers, all of the amazing opportunities and the way that we can all connect. So I thank you so much for being our guest and thank you for all that you do, Gila.
Thank you for your kind words.
Thanks. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.